live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Welcome, everyone, to our eighth episode of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Schroyer. With me here today in the studio, we actually have a pretty full studio here today. Got Ross Kramer back from having fun in the snow in Canada. How you doing, Ross?
I am back, and I brought the snow with me. In fact, it was raining when I left Canada, so I don't know what that really means.
Yeah, so you're off the grid there for a little while, I guess.
Off the communications grid, that's for sure.
And we also have Karen Ness back with us here today.
Hi, Brent.
Hey, Karen. Matt is actually out of the office here today, so we're minus Matt.
Although it is Matt's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, Matt. We do have a special guest with us in the studio here today, Peter Martin, founder and CEO of Cactus Sky Communications. How you doing, Peter?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And Ross, maybe you want to do a little intro here on Peter.
Yeah, right. So Peter is one of our customers, and Peter runs an email agency, really an email company in Florida. And Peter, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Cactus Sky Communications is and how you guys help your customers?
Well, basically, Cactus Sky is an email marketing company that really focuses on companies that want to get more involved in email marketing. We help them facilitate their online communications, talking to their customers and their prospects, and we really focus on helping them build their business. So it's kind of a unique process we take because we get a lot more involved than just sending out emails. We also help them with developing their web presence, making sure they're presenting themselves properly online, and doing the things that are important to build a relationship with a customer and to foster that long-term customer relationship is what we help them do.
And I think that's the thing that we really want to talk about today on this podcast is the concept of relationship building. And Peter, I think you've got some interesting takeaways on your posture towards relationships. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you, Ross. The key with what we look at and what we try to talk to our clients about is email marketing is a relationship building tool. It is not a sales tool. Too many people are under the misimpression that they're going to go out and send out a bunch of emails to their customers, and next thing you know, there's going to be people flooding through their doors or rushing to their website and making purchases. That's not what really happens in the real world. People are online shopping, and what email allows you to do is to build an online relationship, and that's a process. It's not an event. And one of the key things we talk about is when you're dealing with somebody and you're communicating with somebody online, you have to earn that opportunity to earn their business. And one of the best ways to do that is to build a relationship by giving them something, sharing them with some information that could be helpful to them, proving to them, showing them that you are the expert and there's a good reason for them to do business with you. And a lot of people don't like that idea of giving away some information or giving away an idea because they feel like that person is going to then take that information and go somewhere else. But that's one of the things that you have to understand when you're building that relationship. Just because you're communicating via email doesn't mean that they're locked into you. You've got to earn that right to do business with them.
You know, I think the concept of giving away information, building the relationship is something that we've heard just recently on our last webinar here with Rob High, who was talking about winning business in this damn recession or economy or however he had phrased it. But Rob's concept was really introducing yourself to a prospect, reintroducing yourself to customers, and giving them some amount of content that makes sense for them, that helps their lives, helps them at work, and that introduces yourself to them. And Peter, I think you had some interesting metrics in terms of how many of those emails it takes in order to win trust or to properly get into the minds of a customer.
Yes, and that's very true. It's all about helping them. And right now, there is such a great opportunity because no matter what business you're in, I'm sure there's some product or service that you offer that can help somebody during these tough economic times. And what we have found is it takes an average of 5 email communications before that customer actually becomes what we call a lead, or they're willing to pick up the phone or send in a request for information. So it goes to show that it does take a process and it is a lengthy period of time. And too many people, like I said earlier, are expecting this immediate result. But the key is being consistent, providing good content, and giving the customer something that they're looking for will build that relationship. So when they're ready, because the other thing that people don't realize is they're not always right now in the market to buy. And that's where the advantage of email is over direct mail. When people get a piece of direct mail, if they're not right in the mode of buying that product or service, that piece of direct mail goes into the circular file. What we have found with email is people will file that. They'll say, well, right now, you know, I'm not looking to buy a widget or I'm not looking to get an oil change, but they will hold on to that in their inbox. And a month from now or 2 months from now, 3 months from now, when the time comes and they do need it, they'll go back and they'll find that communication, especially if you've been consistent and you've developed that relationship, and then they will give you the opportunity to earn their business.
So you're really talking about understanding your customer and really applying the concept of it's not about me, it's about them, correct?
That's exactly right. It's all about the customer. And if you're not catering your message and talking to the customer in their terms, and also in a format where they're happy with that. And that's one of the things that a lot of people also make the mistake with email marketing, is they think they have to be communicating all the time. And I talk to some customers, and they literally are, you know, sending out 2 to 3 email messages a week, which is the biggest mistake you can make, because that's not building a relationship. It's taking advantage of the opportunity to earn their business. We have a philosophy at Cactus Sky that you should not send more than 2 emails a month to your consumers or your prospects. 2, you can get away with. If you want to send a third, we feel that an email newsletter will work, as long as that email newsletter is content driven. It's not another, you know, sales message wrapped in the wrapper of an e-newsletter. And that is a good way to build a relationship. And what you'll find is, if you're consistent with your communications with your customers and prospects, over time, you'll actually see your open and read rates increase, because the consumer feels comfortable that the message you're sending them isn't always going to be hitting them over the head with, come in and buy today, come in and buy today, big sale this weekend, but it's providing them with some content that is valuable to them and they appreciate receiving.
And the way to really do that, right, comes down to segmentation, right? To have the right kind of segmentation data to be able to target the right people and have those groups actually set up, have that segmentation data available to talk to these segments differently.
Yeah, we were actually just looking at some data from our dynamic content case study. And really, the underlying concept that Peter's talking about is relevancy, right?
Exactly.
You know, and that's one thing that the industry has been really touting for, you know, many years now, is to really get relevant, understand your customer, and deliver relevant content. I think Peter's really kind of taking it a step beyond that and saying, don't expect immediate results. That's one of the good things, bad things about email, is it does provide such immediate results over traditional channels. The other word that you use, that, or the other phrase that you use that I thought was really insightful, was take advantage of. And I think that's one of the biggest banes to our industry, is that marketers sometimes take advantage of the channel, take advantage of their consumers, take advantage of relatively, in dollar figures, low cost of email, and really exploit the channel to its kind of worst practices.
Yeah, we've talked about this quite a few times on these podcasts, but the negatives there really out, as far as reputation hits and being blocked at the ISPs, you really have to be really careful there.
And car dealers are notorious, unfortunately, because they're mass marketers, for making that mistake, because they'll look at it and all of a sudden it'll be 5 days before the end of the month and sales aren't where they need to be, and they've got to run out there and they're immediately going to run and send out a big email blast hoping that it's going to do some magic and drive some people in to buy cars. And what they don't realize is they're actually damaging their long-term credibility with that customer, because the customer just will stop opening those emails, or they'll block them, or worst case scenario, report them as spam. Because again, it's taking advantage of that situation. The customer is giving you their email address and they're expecting some type of communication from you. The way you build a relationship is providing that good content, and you give them something of value. And over time, when they're ready to buy, they feel comfortable with your business. They have a trust level with your business. They've got a relationship with your business. And at that point where they're ready to buy, they're going to give you that first opportunity. But if you take advantage of it because you've got to get some sales in this weekend, you're only going to hurt yourself in the long run. And a lot of people have a hard time understanding that. But it's something that I think now, because you can track the results and you can start seeing what you're actually doing to yourself, hopefully, you know, more and more people will be adopting these better practices.
So, Peter, how about some practical insights on what's working in this economy? What types of, for anybody out there that's sort of not, there's definitely immediacy in the e-retail side. So anybody, e-retailers aside, where, you know, they're clicking off the email, they're adding something to the cart and they're buying something, sort of the, you know, traditional e-commerce model. So for those people that are in professional services or they're selling a large product, like for example, your specialty is really in the automotive industry. What are some sort of recession style strategies that are working today?
Well, one of the biggest ones that we've employed, because a lot of our background is on advice, giving advice. And what we're currently doing that's working well for our clients, for example, we have an insurance agent. And in Florida, where we're based and the insurance agent is based, this year alone, State Farm will be pulling out of the state of Florida, which is going to leave over 1 million people without homeowners insurance. So for our insurance client, we've developed Ask the Expert for the insurance industry in Florida. And it provides consumers the opportunity to go ask an insurance professional about whatever they might be concerned with relative to their insurance coverage. And we're doing the same thing with a accountant, where he's providing a monthly tip. It's a tax-saving tip. So we do a monthly tax-saving tip. And what he's doing is he's providing information. And you know, going back to that one accountant, he was a challenge for us, because when we shared that idea with him, he was like, well, I'm not going to give any free advice, because they're going to just take that advice and go to their accountant. And I said, you know, that's very true. There's a good possibility that they will do that. But there will be a lot of people that will look at it as, wow, this guy is doing something to help me. He's giving me something for free. And at some point, that accountant that he's working with may make a mistake. And now all of a sudden, you're the one that has the credibility because you gave that free advice. So by giving some free information about something that can help them either save money or maybe perhaps improve their fuel economy, that's a big topic with a lot of people today, but anything that you can do or put out there that will help the consumer, you are going to basically score brownie points. And those brownie points start to add up. And when that customer needs to make a change, you're at the top of the list.
This is also a really good time to look at the entire product service lifecycle. So although you may not be in the market to purchase something, there are so many value-added messages you could be sending during other stages of the life cycle. You may have just purchased a car, but there are so many other opportunities that you could mail to them so that in the future, when it's time to purchase their next car, they'll think of you.
And going along the same lines with what Karen just said is, if you want to put out just a message, just a nice, positive message, and we do a Monday Motivational, which has been amazing to me to see the response and the number of people who read that Monday Motivational week after week. And the key with that is, and really the secret with either a tip or a Monday Motivational or some sort of, you know, good thought for the day, those are branding emails. And the biggest mistake you can make is to try to take that branding message and intertwine a sales message with it, because you will literally within, you know, the first campaign lose all of your credibility. So if you're going to take the approach where you're providing some free content, some free information, you have to make sure that you don't intertwine a sales message. Don't put a tip of the day or a money-saving tip talking about how they can save money on their life insurance, and at the bottom put a big fat coupon for a discount, because you've just lost that credibility, because you've taken away something you're giving to them, because now you've made it into something that you're trying to sell them. You can, in the template that you're providing that tip in, provide the links back to your website. So if the consumer chooses to, and that's what is so critical with this, if they choose, okay, you know what, I really like that tip that Mr. Smith from the insurance company gave me, I want to go learn more about his company, or I want to get a quote from him, or I want to visit his website, they can make that choice to go to the website. We're not forcing anything upon them in those tips.
So a couple of leaps of faith there. Consumer choice, which we don't see often in all markets, as well as respecting the intelligence of your audience, that and understanding that your audience is going to be intelligent enough to click through to your website and find what they're looking for. I can tell you I am on Peter's list for his Monday Motivational, and it's an absolutely brilliant concept, Peter. And I think you had some sort of, and we won't get too personal, but there was something in your life that sort of changed, and you sort of introduced the Monday Motivational, and the content's just stellar. And there's never any promotional stuff. I think the thing that I see is a big that sticks in my mind is a big smiley face that's on there. That's really the only imagery that I can think of. But there's some really great stuff. You repackage some of, say, Zig Ziglar's, you know, concepts and some of the things that he's talking about. And, you know, I find it on many weeks, it really gets my week off, you know, to a good start. It also keeps you on the top of my, you know, top of my mind. And I'm thinking of you and really kind of frames out some of the things that you're thinking about as well. It's quite a stealthy communication vehicle. And I think it's a nice thing that you're doing with your friends as well, which is really great.
Well, I really appreciate that. And the thing that I'll share with you that's quite funny about that is because we use the ListTrack product, and through the ListTrack product, I go in every Monday afternoon. I take a look at who's read my Monday motivationals. And I always find it quite funny because there's certain people on the list that read my Monday motivationals, but they're also prospects. These are companies that I'd like to do business with. And I will call them and I'll send them, you know, emails wanting to get together and never get any response. But every week they're reading my Monday motivationals. And I always find that kind of funny. And to close that loop on the thought is there's clients that we have today that I have been watching read my Monday motivationals for months now. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I get a phone call from, hey, Peter, I was thinking about you. Do you do this or can you help me with this? And now they've become clients of ours. So I've actually seen the fruits of that labor, which is kind of exciting.
And I think that's a really great way to pull the podcast together for today. I guess the last thing for me would be if somebody wants to get onto your Monday motivational, how do they do that, Peter?
They can just go to cactusguy.com on the left-hand side. There's actually, you just click on the cactusguy.com website, and there's actually, you have to click into any one of the pages because it's on the second page, it's not on our front page, and you can actually subscribe.
Perfect.
Well, thanks, Ross, Karen, and thank you very much, Peter, for joining us here today. I think this is some great information, and thank you, everyone, for listening in here, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Take care.